and think more of Lord Byron's poem. But the poor dog, in life the firmest friend, the first to welcome, foremost to defend. I corral the mettled puddle of pomegranate yogurt onto one side of the dish with a coordinated series of scrapes. I recently lost someone close to me. A few last drags of the spoon in my empty dish before I put it down and turn my full attention to Byron. I don't know. I feel her here today, with us. You, me, her. Three hearts. Like an octopus. I shrug. If I were him, I would run. What a ridiculously creepy thing to say. I would run, and I would not stop until I was home in my bed with a gallon of ice cream, deleting my profile from every dating site I belong to. Maybe it's because it's not rehearsed. Maybe it's because it's as weird a thing to say as it is genuine. Maybe it's because this is finally the man for me. Byron stands and offers me his hand. Let's take a walk, and you can tell me about her. The gentle untying of a shoelace. It takes me a minute to decide if I can do this, and I decide that I can. And I throw our yogurt dishes away, and I put my hand in his, and it's soft and warm. And instead of awkward fumbling, our hands clasp together like magnets and metal. Like we've been hand in hand all along. And we are touching again. We could grab something to drink at this place up ahead, I suggest. Is it okay if it's iced tea? Byron asks. I don't really drink. If only he knew how perfect that would be. Iced tea sounds great. Byron smiles. His eyes are still blue, this time like the sky. The sky with the dachshund cloud. I remember one of the more spectacular sunsets aboard Fishful Thinking, when I sheepishly confided in Lily that I would like to fall in love again. How the words tripped heavily off my tongue with guilt. How even saying them out loud suggested a time after Lily. And I remember her simple response.
You will,
Lily said. We start walking. I start talking. We met on a farm in the country when she was just 12 weeks old. She was gentle and kind, and this lady called her a runt. Her father was called Caesar, and her mother's name was Witchy Poo. Byron squeezes my hand twice with waggish delight. I begin the story of Lily.
Begin the story of me!
Lily and the Octopus was written by Stephen Rowley and read by Michael Urie. It was recorded by John Mull at Beat Street Productions. It was also recorded by Stephanie Ciccatiello. The associate producer was Jennifer Lopes. Lily and the Octopus was produced, directed, and edited by Glynn Corporated. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Lily and the Octopus is available in print from Simon & Schuster.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.